We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I love the Aaron Judge saga. All rise. I mean, we already know he's playing at a level way above everybody else on the Yankees. And he's doing it at a level better than anyone else in baseball, for that matter. So while we're at it, why don't we talk about what you think is going to happen to this guy as he bet on himself and he turned down the Yankees. They had offered him a nine-figure extension on the day before the season started. And he said no, and the Yankees bragged about how they had offered him 7 years and $213.5 million. And we know the Yankees, they had handed out a fat deal to Gerrit Cole for $324 million in late 2019. And then you think about over the last couple of seasons, Corey Seager is the only guy that has been guaranteed more than the $213.5 million as a free agent. He got $325 million for 10 years. But we know he's a lot younger than Judge. Judge is 30. So next season, he'd be 31, entering the first year of a new deal. So people ask, how much is this guy going to get in the offseason? Well, look at what he's doing. How about his start? He's got the third best WAR in baseball, hitting .307. He's got 14 home runs, which leads the league. And he's tied with Mike Trout for best in the league with the goofy analytics stats, like ball and play luck, with all their fancy stat predictions and outcomes based on exit velocity and advanced data and launch angles and all the stuff nobody cares about. Thanks a lot there, Brainiac. I already know that he's a badass. I already know he's comparable with Mike Trout. I already know that Trout's healthy and lighting it up for the Angels, and Judge is healthy and lighting it up for the Bombers. Everybody thinks that Judge is going to match his career best WAR, 8.0, and he did that in 2017. The timing of it is so beautiful for Aaron Judge's side of things and his camp. I mean, he did the right thing, right? Like, he turned down the Yankees offer because he knew he could get offered a ton more by them and everybody else. Judge basically said, screw you, I'm going to go out, I'm going to prove how much of a badass I am, I'm going to light it up, I'm going to have a huge year, and then I'm going to get tons of bag. I mean, who doesn't know this guy has home run power second to none? Who doesn't know he's one of the best players in the league? Everyone always brings up the same thing. He's only played more than 112 games twice in his career. He's had tons of injuries. But how funny is it that all of a sudden he's healthy and he's raking every night? I mean, this guy has two home run games. He's driving the ball 450 feet. I mean, he's hitting gargantuan shots into the, deep outfield, into the second decks. I mean, you got to look out when you're sitting out there. You don't know. You could get hit by one of those bombs in the noggin. You know what they always do? They compare him to other players and what they got in big, gigantic deals. So A-Rod in 2007 got a 10-year, $275 million deal. And that was before he went into his age 32 season. I don't care what anybody says. I thought A-Rod gave the Yankees their money's worth, and he won a title in 09 and got a ring, their last championship, and he was a big part of that, so I don't want to hear it. What about Pujols? In 2011, he signed a 10-year, $240 million deal before the start of his age 32 year. No one ever complains about the years that Pujols gave the Cardinals in St. Louis, and their fans got to rejoice in this guy every day at the ballpark lighting it up. What about Miggy? In 2014, he got an 8-year, $248 million deal. That was before his age 31 season. I don't think he's lived up to that at all in Detroit, despite getting the 3,000 hits and all of his home runs. All of his best years were way before that. They got ripped off. What about Cano? Robbie Cano in 2014 got a 10-year, $240 million deal before the start of his age 31 season. And we all know the story of how that played out. This guy's getting $40 million this year, and he's playing in San Diego. The Mets cut him because he sucked so bad and can't get a hit, can't do anything. And that's because the entire time he got all those big numbers with the Yankees and then came to the Mets, he was juicing. He was cheating. So he fleeced everybody. And how about this? The guy was high the whole time, and the money's still guaranteed. He got all of the money. He'll continue to get paid by the Mets forever. And you know how I feel about that. I think it's absolute bullshack that guys that get busted for juicing still get their money guaranteed. And meanwhile, they're bank robbers and frauds. I can't stand Cano now for what he pulled on the Yankees and Mets, let alone Seattle, because he was worthless there too. How about Steven Strasburg in 2020? He signed a 7-year, $245 million deal. That was before his age 31 season. And he got a World Series ring for him, but then his arm fell off. So don't tell me he's done anything to earn any of that money. Other than the World Series year, he's been worthless. Now, Nolan Arenado's deal in 2019 was 7 years, $234 million. And he got that when he was going into his age 29 year. And he had already got a 1-year deal before that. So I think that deal made sense. Those numbers don't scare me. But I don't think, frankly, that Arenado's the player Judge is at all. And what about Anthony Rendon? In 2020, he got a fat 7-year, $245 million deal before the start of his age 30 year. And he's basically just now starting to play good ball. Because like the last couple years, he's been injured and barely played at all. So they've been ripped off from the start of this deal at the beginning of it for sure. I mean, I know he's starting to play decent for Anaheim now, but he's got a rake for the next several years, for like 5 years, and I still don't think they're going to get their money's worth. Teams don't want to give fat deals anymore. Look at Chris Bryant's deal. He got $182 million, and he's in his age 30 year. Nobody thought he'd get that kind of money, so he absolutely cashed in there, hit the lotto. Freddie Freeman got $162 million. And he's in his age 32 year. And I'll tell you what, I think Freddie Freeman's a badass. So I really don't have a problem with that contract at all. And that's chump change for the Dodgers. Marcelo Zuna got $65 million going into his age 30 season. That's like a lunch bill for these baseball teams going out for a few sandwiches. That's nothing money. I mean, look at all the deals that baseball teams gave out before this season. Like, you know, the Seager and Bryant deals, the Javi Baez type deals in Detroit. Those are teams that suck. They had to do something. They had to get a player or two that could get fans to buy tickets and want to come see their crappy ball clubs not win. I mean, the bottom line is none of those teams win. Texas doesn't win. Colorado really doesn't win. Detroit sucks. How do you get fans to go to the ballpark? You got to have players, and thus you have to pay those players. That's why they gave those deals. You know, it's funny to me now all of a sudden, if you remember on Coast to Coast, several times I've said that he's going to make over $300 million. And then I've asked all of my baseball analysts that come on the show, do you think that Judge will tap $300 million? And no one agreed with me. No one thought he would get that money at all, saying that he's flat out too old and gets injured too much and doesn't have a chance in hell at getting $300 million. And I say bunk to all of them and bunk to all of you that don't think that he's going to get it, because I know he's going to get it. He's going to get that money. He's going to get that bag, son, because he is absolutely tearing it up, and that's all you got to do to get somebody to step up and throw down the cash. I mean, look at all the other guys that are going to be out there, like DeGrom, Xander Bogaerts, Carlos Correa can opt out in many, Carlos Rondon. I mean, there's tons of players that are going to be available and that can opt out. Let's face facts. The Yankees print money in the Bronx, and it's the Federal Reserve. They have more money than everyone, every team. The Dodgers and everybody else, the Yankees always have the most money because they're worth the most money. I mean to tell you, Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner will never live down letting Judge go if he walks out of New York and signs with another team. Last week we were talking about all of a sudden the San Francisco Giants are lining up to get Judge in free agency. I say BS to that too. There is no way the Yankees can let Aaron Judge leave New York, and particularly the way he's playing right now. A lot of people say that Steve Cohen and the Mets won't go after Judge, and I don't believe that either. If they stole Judge, it'd be a coup. I've heard of Jays, Astros, Padres, Nats, Twins, White Sox, Rangers, Tigers, Marlins. Yeah, everybody wants Judge because he's a badass. I don't believe anything anybody's coming up with. All these $35 million a year for $280 million over 8 years. I think he's getting over $300 million.